You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at knelradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast. Welcome to Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball on KNEL 95.3 FM and online at knelradio.com. Mason Puncher's Baseball brought to you on KNEL by Mason Bank. Also brought to you by Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Land and Cattle Company, Heart of Texas Ford. Also brought to you by Laneburg Realty, The Commercial Bank, and Mason Building Supply. Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball also presented by Hill Country Collision Repair, Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks, and by the Mason Puncher's Club. Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball on 95.3 KNEL FM today. Now to the ballpark for today's playoff ball game.
95.3 KNEL.
Welcome to Somerset, America, down south of San Antonio, where your Mason Punchers are taking on Charlotte. Charlotte coming in here with an 11-13 record. They were the number three seed out of their district. Coming on with Mason, who is 16-5. Ended up in second place in district. So starting lineup, Cody McBee playing second base for the Mason Punchers. Left fielder, Spencer Morris. Shortstop, Jose Valdez. And we got Tate Spencer. Rowe is on the mound today for the Punchers. Number two, right fielder, Ivan Wofford. Catcher, number 24, Ty Spencer. And first base, number 10, Kobe Brown. For the Mason Punchers, for your Charlotte Trojans. I was going to say the Hornets, and that's that NBA team. Charlotte Trojans. Leading off for the Trojans is Anthony Romo. Rafa Orr playing right field. Number two, Brandon Sanchez pitching today. Number two, second baseman, Maximus Rowland. Number 11, center fielder, Mario Campos. Number 13, Victor Mendoza. Victor will be playing third base today. Number six, Andrew Castillo. Number 10, Nick Gallegos. Nick plays left field. Number 19, Justin Zuniga, first base, and then the rest of the Charlotte Trojans coming out into the infield. Okay, game time is fixing to be on the way. We're going to stand for the national anthem. If you'll please stand for the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud.
All
right, we're here live in Somerset, Texas, where the Mason Punchers are taking on the Charlotte Trojans, and I am joined today. Isabel, what's your last name?
Freya.
Isabel Freya. She is going to help me do a game today. She's going to be a radio personality one of these days. So, punchers will be batting first today. In the lineup, number four, Cody McBee will be leading off. Spencer Morris on deck. And Jose Valdez, the shortstop, in the hole. On the mound, Brandon Sanchez for the Trojans. I want to thank our sponsors today, Mason Bank, Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Landing Cattle, Heart of Texas Ford, Lindbergh Realty, the Commercial Bank, Mason Building Supply, Hill Country Collision Repair, Lubke GM Cars and Trucks, and the Mason Punchers Club, along with Hofstetter Oil Company, sponsors of today's game. So I visited with the Charlotte coach a little bit before the game, and he said the guys played a lot of 3 and 4A schools, pre-district. That's part of the 11 and 13 record. They went up a couple of notches and played some real tough teams at the non-district season. So they come in here, number 3 seed. Punchers coming in, number 2 in district. This is the first game of a 3-game series. The second game will be played in Harper tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And if there's a third game necessary, it will follow that game. All right, stepping up the bat, number 4, Cody McBee, second baseman for the Mason Punchers. First pitch coming in from Sanchez. Infield fly, second baseman getting underneath it. McBee, first out of the inning, pops up on the first pitch. That's going to bring up Spencer Morris, left fielder for the Punchers. Morris, last week in the rain at Junction, flying across left field, dove and stretched out, slid on the ground a little bit and caught a foul ball for an out. That was spectacular. He was soaking wet when he got up, but what a catch. Morris fouls off the first pitch. Strike number 1. Shortstop Valdez on deck. First pitch, Cody McBee pops up to the second baseman for out number 1. Here comes a pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike 2 on number 14, left fielder Spencer Morris. One out here, first, top of the first inning. Punchers, the visiting team. Outside, ball 1. Sanchez from the windup. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Out number 2. Got Morris swinging. That's going to bring up the shortstop. Number 9, Jose Valdez. Here we go. Valdez up. Brandon Sanchez. Struck Morris out for the second out of the inning. Fastball is high, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes on Valdez. What do you think, Isabel? Okay. Outside and a little low, ball 2 on Valdez. 2-0 counts, 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Mason and Charlotte, bi-district action right here in Somerset, Texas. Inside and high, ball 3. 3-0 on Valdez. Sanchez on the mound today for Charlotte. Got a good fastball. Inside, ball 4. He called a strike on him for strike 1. Valdez was halfway down to first base. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs here, top of the first inning. Punchers, Trojans getting it on by district action. Foul ball in the back. Full count on Valdez. And Sanchez was down 3-0, and Valdez thought he had ball four. Strike called, fouled that one back, full count. Another foul ball, Valdez hanging tight. On deck, designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Two outs here, top of the first. The outfield is in kind of shallow for Valdez. If he gets a hold of one, the outfield's playing a little too shallow for him today. Ball's inside, ball four. So he's going to go to first base with two outs, and that's going to bring up our designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Lewis, big bat with Lewis. He's batted cleanup all year. He's got some power. He loves a fastball. We'll see what happens here. Working from the stretch, Sanchez. Valdez taking a big lead off of first. Sanchez fires it home. Lewis hits it in the gap between third and short. That put Valdez down at second. Blake Lewis, good single. First pitch, got a hit, and that's going to bring up Tate Spencer. Tate's playing third base for the punters today. Two outs here in the top of the first. Runners at first and second. And Tate Spencer up the bat. Valdez taking a good lead down at second. Lewis taking a lead over there at first. First pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Got by the shortstop. He's coming on in for home. He's going to score. Valdez scores at home, and another single right there by Ryan Todd. Valdez gets in there. And that's going to put Lewis down at second. Ryan Todd at first, and that brings up, or Spencer, excuse me, that is going to bring up White Rowe pitching today for the punters. Curveball is going to be a strike call. That good pitch right there. Fastball. Line drive, first baseman. What a catch. That was going to bring in a couple runs there, but he got him for the third out. So, punters get one across here in the top of the first inning. 1-0 ball game. We are going to go back to the radio station for a minute, 30 seconds, okay? And we'll be right back.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for a new car or truck, or just thinking about a new car or truck? But the last time you drove by Lupke's, the lot looked a little thin. Well, that's right. The shutdowns caused by the COVID pandemic has reduced the number of cars and trucks to go on our lot at Lupke's. But don't despair. The vehicle you're thinking about is out there. We just have to find it. At Lupke's, if we don't have what you want on the lot, we'll search high and low. So come on out to Lupke's. Tell us what you need or want, whether it's a Chevrolet or GMC pickup, a Chevrolet or a Buick automobile or SUV, we'll help you find it, and we'll help you get a good deal on it. And by the way, we also want your trade-in, because like I've said, the lot's a little thin. Before you give up on finding just the car or truck you need, check us out at Lupke's, online at lupkes.com. Call us on the phone or in person at the dealership on South Bridge in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings, always.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, welcome back. We're live here in Somerset, Texas, where your Mason Punchers are taking on the Charlotte Trojans. Mason, the visiting team, got a run across the plate here in the top of the first inning. And sitting in with me is Isabel. Isabel, say hello to your dad.
Hello, Dad. Daddy.
There you go. There you go. Isabel is from Charlotte, and she's got family playing in the game today. So stepping up for Charlotte is going to be the catcher, Anthony Romo. Wyatt Rowe on the mound today for your punters. First pitch is hit out in the shallow right field. Walford tried to come in there and get it. He fields it on a bounce. Romo is going to have a stand-up Texas League single. So, catcher Anthony Romo, first pitch, gets first base. That brings up Rocky Orr. Orr plays right field for the Trojans. First pitch, curveball, he got him. They fired back down to first, nothing there. Orr standing there looking. Good breaking ball come in from Rowe. Fastball, swing and miss, strike two. The other night against Junction, Rowe had 13 strikeouts in seven innings, so he did his fastball and his curveball working. We'll see what he does here today. Fastball down the middle, strike three called for the first out of the inning. He brought the heat right there. That brings up the pitcher, Brandon Sanchez. So 1-0 ball game here. Punchers on top, bottom of the first inning. Lead-off batter for the Trojans, Romo, the catcher, got a single on the very first pitch. One out. Curveball hit down to Valdez. He fields it over to second. Matt B. holds it, but they got the force at second. So that's going to put Sanchez on first with two outs and bring up number two, Maximus Rowland, the second base. He plays second base for the Trojans. Wyatt Rowe working out of the stretch. Here comes the first pitch. Curveball. Did he call it? Nope. He's going to say it's inside. I thought it broke across there, but I'm not right behind home today. Runner at first. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Wyatt Rowe with the pitching duties today for the punchers. Fastball, ball hit hard out the right field. Ivan Walford stretched out and tried to make the catch. The ball goes to the fence. That's gonna bring in a run. Sanchez is gonna score. And Maximus is gonna get a double. Ivan Walford tried to stretch out and dive for a ball that was slicing down the right field line.
Brings up number 11.
So that's going to bring up Mario Campos. Mario plays center field for the Trojans. Curveball strike going to be called. Good pitch right there. That's what Rowland did with that curveball. Rowe threw him all the way, waited on it, and got it hit out in the right field. Fastball down first baseline. First baseman makes the catch, out number three. Should retire the side, so after one inning of play, it's a tied ball game here. 1-1, and we'll be back in a minute 30.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
The Mason Putcher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Putcher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
95.3 KNEL.
District action right here in Somerset, Texas, where the Punchers and the Trojans from Charlotte are taking it for real here. It's a beautiful baseball field. It's all artificial dirt, artificial grass. I've never seen the infield like that. I've seen some turf, but they got fake dirt. That's turf. So if you slide in home, you're going to get a carpet burn for sure. All right. I've been Wofford up. Wofford swinging a miss on the first pitch. Looks like Sanchez has a good off-speed pitch and a good fastball. He can throw some heat with his fastball. Everybody's been behind it. There's one that's hit out in the left field. It's looping, loop foul. Wofford had a nice little Texas League hit going there. Left fielder wasn't going to be able to get to it. Shortstop. Just about 10 yards by it. But it went foul ball. So that's 0-2 on Wofford. Top of the second inning here in Somerset, just a little bit below San Antonio. 0-2. Fouled it back. Hanging in there, Wofford got a piece of his high fastball, but he took a rip at it. Ty Spencer waiting on deck, and Kobe Brown in the hole. Here we go, Sanchez. Fastball fouled up. It might still be in play. Can he get there? He reached over and made the catch on the net. Good play by the third baseman there.
Ball was caught.
So the ball was leaking, looked like it was going to go over the backstop and come right down in it. And the glove met the ball for out number one. That brings up the catcher, Ty Spencer. Outside, ball one. Brandon Sanchez on the mound for the Trojans from Charlotte. Doing a good job here, top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. Fastball hit down hard to shortstop. He made the play, skipped it over to first base, and they got him on the one hopper. Out number two. So shortstop fielded it, intentionally threw it off the grass about 20 feet in front of first base, and it skipped right into his mitt. And it's a close play, but he got him. That brings up first baseman Kobe Brown. Kobe's also our number one pitcher in the rotation. He's got a good bat. Strike called outside corner. He waited a little bit and made the move. Kobe was taking it all the way. Here comes the second pitch from Sanchez. Sanchez from the windup. Inside and low, ball one. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Cody McBee on deck. Spencer Morris in the hole with two outs. Kobe Brown batting left-handed. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Kobe Brown.
With the flyout, and then Spencer
Here comes a pitch from the windup, outside and high, ball three. Three balls, one strike, two outs here, top of the second inning. Hunters Trojans, 1-1 ball game here. Here comes a pitch from Sanchez. High, ball four. Brown's going to go to first on a base on balls, and that's going to bring up the second baseman, Cody Magby, who popped up the very first pitch in the first inning. Boy, the wind is whipping out of here. If somebody gets the open one and it goes to left field, it will definitely go out of this park today. From the stretch, Brown taking a little lead. Here comes a pitch. High, ball one. Might be a very patient batter, got a good eye. It would definitely have to be in the strike zone to get him swinging. Sanchez back on the mound, working out of the stretch. Kobe Brown over at first base, taking a little lead. Pitch, low outside. Two balls, no strike. Sanchez looking for the zone. Outside, ball three. Sanchez, three balls, no strikes on Cody Magby, the second baseman. 1-1 ball game here, top of the second inning. They try to pick Brown off over at first. He's safe. Ball four. He's going to walk it. That's going to move Brown down to second. Cody Magby at first, and Spencer Moore, left fielder, up to bat. Hunter's coming in here with high hopes. They've played some real good baseball the last seven or eight games of the season. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the top of the second. Morris going to take a strike. Right down the middle fastball. Wish he'd been swinging at that one. Outfield is playing kind of shallow, too, with this wind. That is crushed. Foul ball. Let's make it 0-2 count to Spencer Morris. He turned on it, ripped it way out there, but it's foul ball. 1-1 ball game. Both teams scoring one in the first inning. Top of the second here. Mason two outs with runners at first and second. Top of the lineup here with Spencer Morris batting in the second position. 0-2. Foul ball. He popped it up. Pitcher's underneath it. That's out number three right there. Hunters leave two stranded. And no runs across the plate. We will be back here in a minute 30.
The only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, May 19th, when we'll be drawing for tickets to see the Texas Rangers play the Houston Astros on May 22nd and 23rd in Arlington. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at KNEL@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. Register for Ranger tickets at Beerman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge, or call KNEL at 597-2119. Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM in Brady.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season.
at Hill Country Collision Repair. We appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're back here in Somerset where the Punchers are taking on the Charlotte Trojans at the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 ball game. Stepping up the bat is the third baseman, Victor Mendoza. White Rowe on the mound for the Punchers today. Fastball, low, ball one. One thing I like about White Rowe, generally, if they're calling him low or outside, he'll inside curve, didn't break, ball two. Rowe is a spot pitcher, so wherever the ump is generally calling him, that's where he's going to be throwing him. 2-0. Strike down the middle. Two balls, one strike. Strike called on Mendoza. Fastball right down the middle. Two balls, one strike. Fastball hit over the first baseman's head. It's going to drop into right field. MacBee got it from second base. That's going to be a single for Mendoza. Just a little looper, barely over Kobe Brown's head, got in play. That's going to bring up number six, the shortstop, Andrew Castillo. Playing shortstop for him today. No outs here in the bottom of the second. And it is a 1-1 ball game. First pitch from Rowe. Fastball, swing and a miss. Castillo took a looping swing at that. He was going for one there. White Rowe working out of the stretch. Curveball, strike two called. Looked inside and it broke right before it got to the plate. Curveball worked there.
Come on, Andrew.
Oh, no balls, two strikes. Curveball, Valdez makes the play, backhands it, fires it to second, gets the force out at second base. What a play by Jose Valdez, backhanded, a hard hit grounder, turned and fired it to second to get the out. That'll put Castillo on first base, one out here, and that is bringing up Nick, left fielder, Gallegos. Ball hit him in the head. He's going to be going to first base. He was hit by a pitch. That's going to move the shortstop, Adam Castillo, down to second.
Brings up the bat.
Number 19, the first baseman, Justin Zuniga, up the bat. Big boy right there, about 6'1", 220. Plays first base. Runners at first and second here with one out in the bottom of the second inning. Fastball, inside, ball one. White Rowe working out of the stretch. From the stretch. Fastball goes outside and low for ball two. First baseman Zuniga, no balls, or two balls, no strikes. One out. Foul ball. Two balls, one strike on Zuniga. One out, runners at first and second. You got Castillo down at second base and the left fielder, Gallegos, on first. Rowe working out of the stretch. Two balls, one strike. Curveball, little blooper hit over to second base. He's going to pitch it over to first, gets the force. That's the second out, but both runners advance. Now you got them at third and second. with two outs. And that's going to bring up the leadoff batter, Anthony Romo, the catcher. Two outs, runners at second and third. It's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the second. Wyatt Rowe working out of the stretch. Fastball inside, ball one. Boy, it looked good from here. One ball, no strike. Fastball down the middle. He'll call that one. Strike one called. Romo looking at a 1-1 count with two outs. Runners in scoring position at second and third. And Isabel quit on me. Here comes a pitch from Wyatt Rowe. Fastball fouled away. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third. Need to slip one in the strike zone right here. Catch him looking. Curveball is going to be hit out in the center field. Todd can't get to it. He's going to fire it home. One run come across the plate. Two runs come across the plate. Two-run single right there. Gallego scored, and Castillo scored. Make it a 3-1 ball game. Two outs. Romo with a nice little single. That brings up Orr. Strike called. Rafael Orr plays right field for the Trojans. Here we go, two outs here in the bottom of the second. Ball's hit, foul. That's going to be no balls, two strikes on the right fielder Orr. Romo was already down at second base. He's going to steal. He went ahead and swung at it, fouled it away. Romo's back at first. Two outs. Runner at first. No balls. Two strikes to Rafael. Ball's hit. Looped up the shortstop. Third out. But they still get two across the plate. And it's a 3-1 ball game. Charlotte Trojans ahead, and we'll be back here in a minute 30.
Did you know that Ford sells 2,486 F-150s every day in America? It's time for a new Ford pickup. Go to heartoftexasford.com and see all the new inventory, like the all-new F-150 King Ranch 4x4 in carbonized gray metallic with black interior, with 19 city and 22 highway, a 3.5-liter engine, automatic transmission, and best-in-class towing. You can get yours today. See your next truck at heartoftexasford.com.
Lehmer Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmbergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmer Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
95.3 KNEL.
Okay, we're back here live, going to the top of the third inning. By district action here with the Charlotte Trojans and the Mason Punchers. Baseball right here in Somerset. Hey, I'd like to remind everybody that Hofstetter Oil Company is a wholesale oil distributorship in Brady, Texas. And since the 1st of January, all your major Exxon, Chevron, Shell, all their products have gone up about 35% since January 1. At Hofstetter Oil, you get a premium oil, all the new synthetics made for General Motors, Dexo oil, diesel oil, still is cheaper than you can get it at Walmart. give us a call, 325-240-9656, and we'd love to have you out. Top of the third inning, shortstop, Jose Valdez, scored a run in the first. Foul ball out of play. Boy, he was swinging at the fastball there. The wind died down just a little bit. Right field, left field showed 315. I said earlier with the wind, it'd be easy to hit one out of left field. Curveball, he's going to call the strike on him. It looked good. Got him looking. No balls, two strikes on Valdez. Tate Spencer, the playing third base today, is Blake. That's the inside for a ball. Blake Lewis, the designated hitter, is batting for Tate today. So we got one ball, two strikes, top of the third inning. It's a 3-1 Charlotte Trojan lead. Foul ball. One ball, two strikes on Jose Valdez. Hunter's left two on first and second with two outs while ago. Trojans with two outs, score two. So 3-1 ball game. Curveball, Valdez just hangs in there and puts the bat on it to save a strike. Shortstop Valdez. Thatches throws a curveball. He waits on it. Hits it high out in the right field, but the right fielder slides under it, makes the catch. Blake Lewis, DH today. Here we are, one out here in the top of the third. Lewis got a good hit a while ago. Here comes the first pitch from Sanchez. Outside, ball one. Willow Creek Cafe, what a place to eat. Sponsors the Punchers and the Cowgirls this year. Hard hit ball down third baseline. Third baseman missed it. It goes out to left field. And that's going to put Blake Lewis standing up at first base with a good, solid shot right there. And brings up Brian Todd, the center fielder for the Punchers. One out here, top of the third inning. Sanchez doing a good job on the mound. He's got a wicked breaking ball and a little diving slider-looking thing and a good heated-up fastball. First pitch, outside ball. One out here, top of the third inning. Lewis at first base. Center fielder Ryan Todd. One ball, no strike. There goes a good little shot out in the short left field. Left fielder makes the catch. He fires it back. That's out number two. It's a nice little hit, just didn't really get going. So Lewis first, two out. Wyatt Rowe, the third baseman, steps up to bat. Or the pitcher. Wyatt's got a good bat. He can hit the ball. Sanchez is going to work from the stretch. Lewis taking a big lead, and he will steal a base. Outside ball. Rowe thought about it, didn't swing. Ball called. Lewis wanting to get on down to second base and get in scoring position, and I'd be willing to bet you he's going on this next pitch. He doesn't usually wait around too long over there. There's a shot. Boy, and it's... Oh, did he catch it? He bobbled it up in the air, but he made the catch. Rowe hit a smoking line drive to left fielder, and he almost missed it. but he kept his eye on it and caught it the second time. So that's the third out. Punchers trailing 3-1. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
95.3 K-N-E-L.
Bottom of the third inning here. Stepping up the bat is the pitcher for Charlotte, Brandon Sanchez. Rowe working from the windup here. Curveball in the dirt. Ball one. I'm going to just tell y'all, I had this little rambunctious girl that was running around here before we started the ball game. And strike called, 1-1 count. Anyway, she's just a go-getter, little six-year-old girl named Isabel. And she told me she's going to be a radio personality. So I put the headset on her. And curveball hit down the shortstop. Valdez fields it, fires it over the first, out number one. Anyway, I put the headset on her, and she didn't say a word. She had never stopped talking until she put the headset on. Anyway, then she told me she needed a break, so she's having fun being a little girl up in the bleachers at a baseball game. All right, second baseman Maximus Rowan stepping up the bat. One out here in the bottom of the third. Punchers find themselves 2 runs down, 3-1, trailing. Rowe throws a good breaking pitch, a little bit outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes on the second baseman, Maximus Rowland. Fastball fouled away, 1-1 count. Curveball got away from him. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. On the Trojan second baseman, Maximus Rowland. Fastball hit deep out in the center field. Ryan Todd running under it makes the catch for out number two. The deep shot right there. That is going to bring up Mario Campos, the center fielder. Two outs here, bottom of the third. Trojans with a 3-1 lead. Here comes the first pitch out of the windup. Ball hit him. Hit by a pitch. That's going to put him on first. That is going to bring up the third baseman, Victor Mendoza.
Take it, Mario.
Mario, pick it, Mario.
Two outs here in the bottom of the third, runner at first. Fastball got away from Rowe. He's going, fires it down second base. Play isn't made. The runner's going to be safe at second. Campos steals second base. One ball, no strikes to Mendoza. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Here comes a pitch. Hits him on the elbow. That's going to put him on first base. White Rowe looking for the control, and he hit. I think that's his third batter that he's hit. That's going to bring up Castillo, play shortstop. He scored a run back in the second inning, so we got two outs, runners at first and second. Campos at second, Mendoza over at first with the hit pitch. Curveball, ball one. Shortstop Castillo at bat, two outs, bottom of the third. Mendoza just slid into third. Well, that's Campos. He stole third. So now they got Mendoza at first, Campos at third, two balls, no strikes to Castillo. Fastball on the corner, strike one called. Two balls, one strike. From the stretch. Hard hit ball out into left center field. Todd's going to go to the fence. That brings one across the plate. Here comes Mendoza, going to try to get home. He got across the plate, and that's a triple for Castillo. Campo scored. Mendoza scored. And that's going to bring up Nick Gallegos playing left field. Good hit right there. It went all the way to field, the fence in left center. Gallegos swinging a miss. That was that slider pitch that he has. From the stretch. Curveball outside, ball one. 1-1 count. 5-1 ball game. Trojans get two in the second, two here in the third with two outs. Fastball. Got him. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on the left fielder, Nick Gallegos. Curveball. Nope. 2-2 count. Curveball looked good. No call. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Runner at third. Curveball out of play at the backstop. Foul ball. 2-2 count. Nicholas Gallegos, 2-2 count with two outs. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three for the third out. But Trojans put two across the plate here with two outs again. Make it a 5-1 ball game. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
Every community has individuals who have gone above and beyond to make our communities a better place to live. Do you know someone that's gone above and beyond to make a difference in your community? We would love for you to nominate your special someone you know that has gone above and beyond to make a difference. Once a month, KNEL will be recognizing an individual who is going above and beyond to make a difference in our communities. Email your nominations to knel@airmail.net. That's knel@airmail.net. Please include their name, job, role, and why you think they're great. These unsung heroes need to know we appreciate and recognize them for the bright, shining stars they are. We have all been impacted by someone during these dark times. Maybe it's the friendly retail worker, hairstylist, educator, plumber, electrician, news, media, pastor, parent, volunteer, or friend. Yes, these are just to name a few of our essential people. For more information, visit knelradio.com, Making a Difference page, Above and Beyond Awards.
95.3 KNEL.
Top of the fourth inning coming up. Ivan Wofford will be up to bat leading it off. Remember, you're listening to 95.3 KNEL FM and online as well at knelradio.com. Serving Brady, Mason, and the Northwest Hill Country. Wofford dribbler down to short. He picks it up running, fires it over there, and gets Wofford right at the nick of time for the out number one. That's going to bring up the catcher, Ty Spencer. So Wofford had about 2 feet to beat it out. But you can tell that Charlotte's played on some of this turf before because they will skip it across the grass with a throw from third or short. And it gets there a little quicker, I guess. Ty Spencer with one out here in the top of the fourth. Hard hit ball, shortstop makes the play. Doesn't have, slipped and fell down. Spencer's going to be safe at first. Shortstop knocked it down, made a good play to stop the ball, but couldn't get up and get a throw off in time, and that is going to bring up first baseman Kobe Brown with one out here, top of the fourth, and punchers are trailing 5-1.
You ready, Mac?
So Kobe Brown up, Noble comes in to run for Spencer. The outfield is playing way shallow, and if Kobe just puts his bat on it the way he can hit the ball, there'll be some extra bases here. He needs to get a solid hit right here. First pitch from Sanchez. Brown took a cut at it, swing and a miss, strike one. Noble's taking a good lead over at first. Brown outside ball. 1-1 count. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Been a few games since I've seen Mason behind. Now Brown looks like he's going to bunt. He's bringing the third baseman in. They fired over to first. Noble is safe. One ball, one strike, Kobe Brown. Foul ball. Boy, took a good cut at that. Got a piece of the bat on it. One ball, two strikes. Friday evening in Somerset, Texas. High school baseball by district action right here. Mason and Charlotte. One ball, two strikes to Brown. Nobles is going to second. He's safe in there, head first at second. Noble's got him a steal there. That is a two-ball, two-strike count on Brown. One out. Two and two. High. Full count. Boy, that looked good. He thought it was a little high, I guess. Full count. One out. Runner at second. Brown, the first baseman at bat for the puncher. Noble's taking a good lead. Outside, ball four. He's going to put Brown at first base, based on balls. Now it brings up Cody McBee, the second baseman. Runners at first and second, one out here, top of the order. Cody McBee, second baseman for the punchers, up the bat. McBee popped up in the first inning. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. McBee took a pretty good little rip at it. He's a little bit in front of it. Brown at first, Noble's at second, one out. There's a shot. It's going to go foul. That would have been close to being out of here. You can get them out in the left field, and they're not hooking. They'll go out of this part. Had to back the left fielder up. They're backing them up a little bit now. Matt B., 0-2. Runners at first and second. Need a little rally here. Keep it going with one out. Here comes the pitch. Strike three called. Curveball got him looking for out number two. Looked like it was going to go over his head, and it just dove down, broke in. Out number two. Runners at first and second, and brings up the left fielder, Spencer Morris. Slide out in the first, struck out in the second. Got caught looking at a curveball. Two away, first and second. Runners at first and second. Mason needs a little rally here. Morris, swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls, one strike on the left fielder, Spencer Morris. Got a good little crowd from Mason here. Real big crowd from Charlotte, which is a lot closer. Here comes the pitch, outside, ball one. Second game of the series will be played in Harper, Texas tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If there needs to be a third game, it will be played following the 2 o'clock game. So once they move into the playoffs, they go to a 2 out of 3 series. Moore sits it down to third. Third baseman fires it over the first. He's safe. Nope, he called him out. Ooh, I don't know about that one. And Morris is called out for third out. But, boy, it looked like he beat that. Okay, so Mason Lee's two stranded. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Did you know that Ford sells 2,486 F-150s every day in America? It's time for a new Ford pickup. Go to heartoftexasford.com and see all the new inventory, like the all-new F-150 King Ranch 4x4 in carbonized gray metallic with black interior, with 19 city and 22 highway, a 3.5-liter engine, automatic transmission, and best-in-class towing. You can get yours today. See your next truck at heartoftexasford.com.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking 2 or 3 meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Take out of only.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here in Somerset, just a little south of San Antonio, punters find themselves trailing here, going to the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-1. And the first baseman, Justin Zuniga, up the bat, wide low, still on the mound. Strike's going to be called there. Curveball, got him. Rose hit, I think, three batters, walked a couple, and he's trying to find his control. There is a high ball hit. Shortstop Valdez gets under it for the out. Out number one. And that will be bringing up the top of the order, the catcher, Anthony Romo. So 5-1 ball game here. Charlotte on top. Bottom of the fourth inning. Curveball outside ball. The Trojans from Charlotte taking on the punchers from Mason today in bi-district action. White row from the windup. Outside and low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Romo. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Second batter of the inning. Fastball, strike called on the inside corner. Makes it two balls, one strike on Romo. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Fastball is going to be a little blooper hit out in the right center. Todd grabs it off the first bounce, fires it into second base, and that is a single for the catcher Romo. Got one out. That brings up Rappy Orr that plays right field for the Trojans. Runner up first with one out. Rowe will start working from the stretch. Here comes first pitch. Curveball. Didn't find it. Ball one. He was looking for the inside corner. Didn't get the call. And the wind is really whipping and blowing out of here from home to the outfield. So outside ball two. 2 balls, no strikes, one out, runner at first base. Bottom of the fourth inning here, punchers trailing 5-1. There goes the runner, strikes called, the ball's down there. Can't make the play. Matt B. missed it. Center fielder backed him up. Strike was called on Orr, and Romo got down to second base, head first, safe at second. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 2 balls, one strike to the right fielder Orr. Outside low. Ball got away from the catcher, and that's going to put Romo over to third base with the missed ball. So one out here in the bottom of the fourth. They got a runner at third. And it's 3 balls, one strike to four. Fastball inside, ball four. No walking. So now Charlotte's got him on the corners, first and third. That brings up the pitcher, Brandon Sanchez. Runners at first and third with one out. Sanchez steps in the batter's box. Rowe going to work from the stretch. Talking to, looking at Kobe over there at first base. Curveball hit. Little looper just drops in the left field. Morris makes the catch. there is going to be one that scores. Romo come across the plate.
That number two, Maximus Rowland.
Boy, it's a 6-1 ball game here. Second baseman rolling up the bat for Charlotte with one out here. Runners at second and third. Fastball on the corner. Yep, called it. Strike one. Barely caught the corner there. So we got Rapiora over at third. Fastball fouled away. Strike two. We got Sanchez down at second base. Four over at third. We got one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Hunter's trailing 6-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball, swing and miss. Got him. Strike three.
That is out.
Out number two, and that's going to bring up Mario Campos.
Mario Campos.
Center fielder, runners at second and third, two outs here. So far in the last two innings, Charlotte has scored two runs in each one of those last two innings with two outs. So first ball outside, ball one to Campos. Six to one ball game here, bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Fastball right down the middle. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on the center fielder, Mario Campos. Playing for the Charlotte Trojans. On the stretch, here comes a pitch from Rowe. Curveball hitting the dirt. Good stop by the catcher, Spencer. Makes it two balls, one strike. So Spencer made a good save right there. Here comes a pitch. Outside, barely missed the corner. Three balls, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. It's going to, nope, it missed him, but it's going to walk him anyway. Almost hit him.
Got to walk.
That's going to load the bases up and bring up Victor Mendoza, third baseman, and he has scored two runs. Coach Emble's going to have a powwow at the mound with Rowe. He has not been his normal game today. Watch. Usually a very accurate, real good spot pitcher, and he can't find the spot today. They're going to leave him in there. Coach had a little talk with him. Bottom of the fourth inning. Mendoza, third baseman. Two outs, bases loaded. Ball's hit down third baseline. Hit the bag, he touches it. And what are they going to call? Foul ball? Yep, foul ball. No balls, one strike, two outs, bottom of the fourth, 6-1 ball game, bases loaded for the Trojans. Ball's hit down to shortstop. He fields it, fires it over to first for out number three to retire the sides, but Charlotte gets one more across the plate to make it 6-1. Charlotte Trojans on top after four complete. We're going back to radio station. Be back here in a minute 30.
Hofstadter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstadter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstadter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstadter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hostetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
Welcome back. Somerset, Texas, by district action. Charlotte Trojans, Mason Punchers. Playing a 2-out-of-3 series. First game's here in Somerset. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, second game will be played in Harper. And if there's a third game needed, it'll follow the second game at Harper. Punchers find themselves trailing here, 6-1. Top of the fifth inning, and stepping up for the Punchers is the shortstop, Jose Valdez. Punchers need to get a little rally going. Pick up a couple, two or three runs here.
Jose Valdez, number 9.
And we've seen them do it all year. Fastball, strike one called. Right down the middle of the plate, Valdez was taken the whole way. Sanchez still on the mound for Charlotte. Here comes the second pitch. Inside and high, ball. Gonna make it a 1-1 count. Top of the fifth inning here. Punchers trailing 6-1. Sanchez, curveball, looking for the corner, didn't get it. Ball two. Two balls, one strike on the shortstop, Jose Valdez. Valdez has carried a good bat all year. He doesn't have any trouble hitting it. There's a good little shot out in the right center. Center fielder makes a play on it, throws it in. Valdez, stand-up single right there in the top of the fifth inning. That's going to bring up the designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Blake got on base first time and hit a good little shot the second time. The fielder ran it down. He's got the bat on it both times he's been up the bat. No outs here. Top of the fifth. 6-1 Trojan lead. Valdez on first with a single. Blake Lewis up the bat. Sanchez. Curveball. He's going to call a strike there. Looked like it was going to hit Lewis, and it broke about 2 feet in front of the plate. He'd already stepped back. Strike called. No balls, one strike, no outs here, top of the fifth. Foul ball, back in the net, 21 count. My bad, 0-2. Curveball on the first pitch got called strike. No balls, two strikes on the designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Ryan Todd on deck. No outs here. Struck him out. First out. That's going to bring up the second baseman. No, it isn't. It's going to bring up center fielder, Ryan Todd. One out. Runner at first. Valdez hanging out over there at first base. Center fielder Ryan Todd up the bat. One out here in the top of the fifth. Runner at first. 6-1, Charlotte Trojan lead. Pitcher tried to pick Valdez off. Not close, he was back. Here comes a pitch from Sanchez. Valdez is going. They got the ball down there in time. They call him out. Oh, it looked like he beat that, but they said no for out number two. Valdez gets picked. Ryan Todd, no balls, one strike, two outs. Good throw by the catcher there. There's a good swing by Todd. Fouled back out of play. 0-2. Trailing 6-1. Center fielder Todd. Nobody on base now. Valdez got picked off. Fastball popped up to the infield. Third baseman's going after it. He misses it. Third baseman had it all the way, and he hit right in the middle of his glove, and he missed it. So Todd's going to get an infield pop-up single. That's going to bring up Wyatt Rowe. Wyatt Rowe up the bat with two outs. Todd at first base. Rowe slams one out in the left field. Left fielder going after it, and he makes the catch. Well, it was a hard hit ball. Left fielder makes a great play there to retire the side for the out number three. And we'll be back here in a minute 30.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 60. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 88. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows around 68. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. That's a look at your forecast powered by weatherology.com. I'm Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
95.3 KNEL.
Our district action here in Somerset. Punchers taking on the Charlotte Trojans.
Number six of the Trojans.
Stepping up that is Andrew Castillo. Andrew plays shortstop for the Trojans. Bottom of the fifth inning. Roll. Strike one call. Good pitch right there. Bottom of the fifth inning. Foul ball down third baseline. No balls, two strikes. To the shortstop, Adam Castillo. Gallegos on deck. Curveball got him, swing and a miss. Strike number three. Good breaking pitch right there. Out number one. And that is going to bring up the left fielder. Here comes the first pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Nick Gallegos. Good cut at the ball. Just missed it. A little bit behind the fastball. Rolled through a great curveball just while ago to get the third strike. There's a fastball, fouled back, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Time called. Don't know what he did there. You know, Here comes a pitch, curveball, low in the dirt, ball one. One ball, two strikes on Gallegos. Bottom of the fifth inning, punchers trailing 6-2-1. Inside and high ball. Two balls, two strikes on the left fielder. One out here. Curveball, little looper. Shortstop going to have to run that down, and he does. Valdez runs it down for out number two. That is going to bring up the first baseman. Brings up number 19, the first baseman, Justin Duniga. Two outs here, bottom of the fifth. Fastball strike, nope, ball called. Must have been a little low. Looks good. Wyatt Rowe on the mound for the punchers today. There's a good little foul ball out there, and third baseman looking at it. Third baseman tries to run it down, can't get his glove on it. It was Tate Spencer. That's a foul ball, one strike to Zuniga.
Got it.
6-1 Trojan lead over your Mason punchers. They scored two with two outs in the second inning. They scored two runs with two outs in the third inning. 1-1 count, two away. Fastball bounced in the dirt. Two balls, one strike on Zuniga. You okay now? Yeah? Two balls, one strike. Fastball high and away. 3-1 count. That's what I was talking about with Rowe. I mean, like, he threw five straight fastballs a while ago for five straight strikes. And that's inside, little grounder down to third. Spencer gets it over to first. Brown makes the catch for the out. Retired the side first inning that it went 1-2-3. So it's going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Punchers trailing 6-1. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
95.3 KNEL.
By district action going on. It's going to be the top of the sixth inning. Punchers find themselves in a hole 6-1 trailing here. And Ivan Wofford will be batting first for the punchers. So Roe generally a real good spot-on pitcher and just struggling a little bit, but Coach Emil's left him in there. They got a couple of people warming up over in the bullpen. Ivan Whopper is going to be the first batter. Trailing 6-1 here. Punchers need to rally here in the top of the sixth. They need to grab 3 or 4 runs here. It wouldn't hurt to grab more. Fastball high and away. Ball one. Ball over his head, ball two. Whopper popped up the first inning, struck out the second time up the bat. No balls, two strikes. Fastball, Whopper's going to drop it out in the center field. Center fielder gets under it for out number one. So every fly ball that the punchers have hit this evening has just about gone directly to the outfield, hasn't had to move a whole lot. Left fielder caught one run in one time. All right, Ty Spencer, the catcher, up the bat. One out here in the top of the sixth inning.
Ready, infield.
Fastball, probably on the corner. Nope, outside, ball one. Looked good from this spot. Might have been a little outside. On the windup, Sanchez still on the mound. Fastball, Spencer took a rip at it. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count. 1 out. 1 ball, 1 strike. And Kobe Brown on deck. Inside curveball breaking. He's going to call that any day of the week. Caught him looking right there. Good pitch by Sanchez. Fastball down the middle. Nope. Thought it was low. 2-2. One out. Nobody on. 2-2 count. Ball's going to hit him. Nope, it broke inside. Spencer was going to let it hit him. It curved. Missed the plate. 3-2. Full count on the catcher. Ty Spencer. Comes a pitch. Fastball outside. Nope, he called strike 3 on the corner. Wow. Now, that one looked a little outside, and he's been calling some of them balls that looked like they were right there, but he called that and brings up Kobe Brown, first baseman. Kobe flied out. No, Kobe's been on base both times that he's batted, based on balls one time. Foul ball, strike one. 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Sanchez still on the mound for the Trojans. High, ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. On the first baseman for the punters, Kobe Brown, who will probably be on the mound tomorrow at Harper, pitching for the punters. Curveball inside, ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike. Punchers trading 6-1. The Charlotte Trojans here in by-district action. Outside and high, ball three. He walked Brown the last time. 2 outs here in the top of the six. We need some rallies. Top of the batting order coming up. Mac B on deck. Punchers have hit the ball. It's just the infield has thrown him out, and the outfield has caught him. That's outside ball four. He walked him. So Kobe Brown grabs a 2-out walk. Top of the order, Cody Mackby up. Mackby flied out twice. Got the first on a base on balls. 2 outs here, Brown at first. Mackby takes the first pitch outside, ball one. Timeout called on the field. Coach is going to go talk to his pitcher for a second. I think Sanchez has thrown 83 pitches so far. I don't know how many they're allowed. I guess I should know that because there's always a pitch count going on with these high school pitchers. All right. Top of the sixth inning here. Punchers trailing 6-1. Two outs. Cody Mack be up. Colby Brown on first base for the Punchers. It's a one ball, no strike count on Cody Mack B. From the stretch, here comes a pitch. Ump thought it was high. Ball two. 2-0 count. Two away. Comes pitch from Sanchez, swing and a miss from MacBee. 2-2 count. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike on Cody MacBee with two outs. Top of the sixth, Mason trailing 6-1. Swing and a miss, strike two, even it up, 2-2. MacBee. 2-2 count with two outs. Runner at first. This will be Sanchez's 90th pitch in game one. Foul ball. Catcher's going to try to run it down. It looks like he's got it. He does for out number three. So, puncher lead one. After top of the sixth, Mason's still trailing 6-1, and we'll be back here in a minute 30.
Looking for a new car or truck, or just thinking about a new car or truck? But the last time you drove by Lupke's, the lot looked a little thin. Well, that's right. The shutdowns caused by the COVID pandemic has reduced the number of cars and trucks to go on our lot at Lupke's. But don't despair. The vehicle you're thinking about is out there. We just have to find it. At Lupke's, if we don't have what you want on the lot, we'll search high and low. So come on out to Lupke's. Tell us what you need or want. Whether it's a Chevrolet or GMC pickup, a Chevrolet or a Buick automobile or SUV, we'll help you find it, and we'll help you get a good deal on it. And by the way, we also want your trade-in, because like I've said, the lot's a little thin. Before you give up on finding just the car or truck you need, check us out at Lupke's, online at lupkes.com. Call us on the phone or in person at the dealership on South Bridge in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings, always. Texas' leading outdoor radio program, Texas Outdoor News, can now be heard on 95.3 KNEL FM every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Texas Outdoor News is an hour of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Each week, the program offers timely interviews with expert hunters, anglers, industry, and political leaders from around the state and around the nation, plus a weekly best bets for fishing, hunting, and more. Tune in for Texas Outdoor News, Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on 95.3 KNEL FM.
95.3 KNEL.
Okay, we're back here live in Somerset, Texas. First playoff game between Mason and Charlotte. Second game will be tomorrow in Harper at 2 o'clock. Rowe on the mound. Romo fouls it away. Strike one.
Anthony Romo, batter number four for the Trojans.
So I guess his friends probably call him Tony at school. But Anthony Romo plays catcher for Charlotte. No balls, one strike. Wyatt Rowe fires another one, hit down the third base. Spencer grabs it, fires it over the first. Brown makes the catch, but Romo beat it out. Romo is going to be safe with a single.
Batter safe at first, number seven.
That's going to bring up number seven. Rocky Orr plays right field. Romo gets a single. Wyatt Rowe, bottom of the sixth inning, still on the mound for the punchers. Romo stole second twice so far. Rowe's watching him. Pitch low, ball one. There goes, nope, Romo stays. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Rocky Orr. Fastball on the corner, nope, 3-0. Bottom of the sixth inning here, no outs, runner at first. 3-0 count on Rocky Orr, the right fielder. Fastball, strike call. Three balls, one strike. Runner at first, 3-1 count. Fastball, strike. Nope, he called it low, ball four. Butts Orr at first, Romo at second. No out, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Sanchez. Coach Emil looking for a pitching change. I think Ryan Todd's coming in from center field. Going to let Wyatt roll off the mound. We're going to go back to the radio station, be back here in 60 seconds.
Lamberg Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lambergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lamberg Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
Did you know that Ford sells 2,486 F-150s every day in America? It's time for a new Ford pickup. Go to heartoftexasford.com and see all the new inventory, like the all-new F-150 King Ranch 4x4 in carbonized gray metallic with black interior, with 19 city and 22 highway, a 3.5-liter engine, automatic transmission, and best-in-class towing. You can get yours today. See your next truck at heartoftexasford.com.
95.3 KNEL.
So Coach Emil gives Wyatt Rowe a break. He didn't have his control most of the day. Hits through six innings here. Coach Emil pulls him. Center fielder Ryan Todd comes in to finish out the game. Trojans get one in the first. Mason had one. It's a tie ball game. Then Trojans got two in the second, two in the third, then one in the fourth. We got no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. And runners at first and second. And the pitcher, Sanchez, up to bat. And Ryan Todd working from the stretch. Runners on first and second. No outs. High, ball one. Romo, in between pitches, stole third base, came in and got the third. Punchers got caught kind of sleeping. That was a ball thrown right there. So now they got runners on the corners at first and third. Sanchez, 2-0 count. Ball three. Todd looking for a strike. No outs here. Runners on the corners. Bottom of the sixth inning. Low outside. Ball four. No outs. Base is loaded here. Swing and a miss. Rowland, second baseman. No balls. One strike. Todd needs to find it here. Ball is hit out in the right field. Walker No, Tyler Smith in right field. That's going to get Romo is going to score. That's going to keep the bases loaded. We got Orr over on third. Sanchez at second. Romo scores. Ball high on number 11, Mario Campos, the center fielder. Base is still loaded now, no out. 7-1 ball game. Fastball down the middle, strike call. 1-1 count. No outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. That ball is hit hard. One hop to left field. One run gets across. Here comes another one. He made a play at third. Nothing there. Two runs are going to score.
Brings up number 13 for the Trojans, Victor Mendoza.
That brings up Victor Mendoza, the third baseman. Ball one. Still no outs. Runners at second and third. Fastball outside and high. Ball two. 2-0. Eleven to one ball game. Fastball fouled away. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike on the third baseman Mendoza. No outs here, bottom of the sixth. Fastball fouled away, strike two. 2-2 count.
Contact, Victor. Contact.
Todd fires it home. Ball hit right at him. He makes the catch. Fires it home. Now they got him on a hot box. They got both of them. Oh, they're going to get a double play here. Yep, they got the double play. That right there was stand-up action. Guy was coming home. They fired it home to Spencer. He stopped at home, turned around to run to third. They got the runner at third. They got two outs right there, double play.
Start to play the game, boys. Come on.
That was a double play right there. So Mendoza's going to be safe with a single. They got three officials sitting out here trying to figure out what just happened, but punchers pulled off a good double play right there. There's two outs, double play. Charlotte was trying to say that the guy got back to third while the guy from second was on third. So they tagged the guy trying to run home, and then they got the guy that should have stayed at second in a hot box and tagged him out in between second and third for a double play. Curveball, no good. Ball one. Castillo batting shortstop. Two outs. Runner at first. Mendoza got over first on the single. Foul ball. Strike one. One ball, one strike on the shortstop.
Pick it up.
There's a high fly ball. Shortstop is underneath it. Valdez makes the catch for out number three to retire the side. And I have it 11 to 1 right now. Let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Coming to the top of the seventh inning, Mason will be batting, trailing by 9. We'll go back to the station for a minute 30, and we'll be back here in a minute 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
Hofstetter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstetter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstetter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstetter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 KNEL. Okay, we're back here. Top of the seventh inning, left fielder Spencer Morris will be batting for Mason. Punchers are behind 9-1. They had the scoreboard wrong by 2. So it is 9-1. I just counted mine. That's what I got, what Justin has. And that's now what the scoreboard has. Punchers need a big-time rally right here in the top of the seventh inning. Morris is going to foul it up in the air. Catcher's getting under it. Catcher, oh, he had it in his glove and dropped it. Foul ball, strike one.
Stay on your feet, Romo.
Morris popped up. Catcher made a play on it. Hit his mitt, but he missed it. So punchers trailing by 8 here, 9-1 in the top of the seventh. So if they don't take the lead, the ball game will be called. And then we'll all be going to Harper tomorrow anyway, but Sanchez still on the mound for the Trojans. He's pitched the whole game. So no balls, one strike, no outs here in the top of the seventh. Spencer Morris. Swing a miss. Curveball got him right there. Strike two. 9-1 ball game. Wow. Scored 3 runs in that last inning. That ball has popped up, shortstop's under it, out number one. And that's going to bring up Jose Valdez, shortstop. Got Valdez on deck and Blake Lewis in the hole. Last two chances, we need to score some runs, get a rally going. Defense from the Charlotte Trojans have been spectacular tonight. Third baseman made 2 great plays. Catcher's made 2 or 3 plays. First baseman made a play in the net. Ball one to Valdez. Then all the hard fly balls we've hit out in the outfield have gone right to where they're playing. He didn't have to move much. That ball fouled off his bat. Ball one, strike one on Jose Valdez. For the Mason Punchers, 1-1 count, 1 out here in the top of the seventh inning by district action. They play 2 out of 3. Fastball swing, what a cut, but he missed it. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Valdez. So in the state playoffs, they play 2 out of 3, and tomorrow would be the second game in Harper, Texas at 2 o'clock. If there needs to be a third one, it will follow that game. fastball, curveball, actually hits it out in the right field. Valdez is safe at first with a single. He got caught stealing second the last time he was on base. So that brings up the designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Blake's been on base twice, struck out the last time he was up on a called curveball on the third strike. One out, top of the seventh. Foul ball. Catcher's got a chance at it. Catcher made the play right there. Blake Lewis pops up. He's out number two. And that is going to bring up Ryan Todd, center fielder. He's pitching now for the punchers. We're down to it right here. Need to get on base or we're done today. We'll go to Harper needing to win two games tomorrow. Ryan Todd. Sanchez still on the mound to complete a game today. Got a runner on first. Two out. Curveball outside, ball one. One ball, no strike to Todd. Valdez on first base. There's a high fly ball way out in the left field. Left fielder's under it. Third out, that's the ball game right there. Punchers lose the first game here in Somerset, 9-1. We will be in Harper tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Punchers, bats work, because this defense was too good today. So we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Harper, Texas.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For a live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.